This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Thursday, July 21st. Well, fairly disappointing day again yesterday in wheat, where we started out firm with the market looking like it was really going to get some momentum going to the upside. And then it just ran out of gas, started to trickle lower about shortly after the open of the day session, and the market just kind of kept whittling down from there. So we ended up slightly higher on the day, but still the market was well off the highs of the day. Corn and beans were quietly lower, not really able to get much going there either. Soybeans, well, both corn and beans are now pretty close to the lows that we saw here a couple weeks ago. While the weather continues hot in the southern and central plains and shifting into the western Midwest, now it looks like the longer range forecasts are suggesting that the heat will move back toward the south and southeast. We're not going to have as lingering heat in the western Midwest. Rains will still be sketchy, at least in the western part of the Midwest, but across the northern tier and into the eastern Midwest, it looks like rains look like they will be fairly common. And so we don't see a lot of weather stress coming to the crops, at least in those regions. It's the western Midwest and the Dakotas and the northern plains, in addition to obviously the southern and central plains, that you're going to have that extreme heat and the dryness. Now we come in to this period in the northern plains at least with pretty decent subsoil moisture, and we'll see how the crop performs. It's pretty likely that spring wheat is going to see some yield declines. This kind of heat, it just is too much for the crop. And it doesn't matter how much moisture you have, the crop is just not able to keep up. So we'll probably see some yield drag there. Western Midwest, probably some yield drag a little bit. In the southern and central plains, we're clearly seeing some yield drag in corn and beans there. But when you look at the heart of the Midwest, it appears that we're still on track for pretty big yields there. It'll help to offset what we're losing in the plains. As we go forward and get a better look at what August will bring us, that's still going to be very important. But right now we're headed right into the heart of pollination for corn. Just around the corner where we'll be pollinating soybeans. So there's still weather risk in the market over these next few weeks. August will be very important, especially the first half of August. The heat is sticking around, but it's just not parked right over the Midwest. And that's what it would take to get this market, I think, really kind of out of the doldrums and moving higher. In the meantime, we've still got heat in Europe, and it is baking the western part of that continent. Clearly seeing some corn damage there. Wheat is, for the most part, harvested, so it's not an issue so much for wheat. But from a supply standpoint, from a demand standpoint, it appears that producers are hanging on to a lot of the wheat that they have, looking at a corn crop that's buckling under the heat stress. So they're probably going to be saving back a lot more of this wheat for feed usage. That said, they are selling some wheat. Egypt came in yesterday and bought 640,000 tons of European and Russian wheat. Now, earlier in the week, they had tendered for allowing tenders from several countries other than the EU and Russia. Then they canceled that tender, and now they've come back in with private negotiations, and now they've bought the 640. So they took 360,000 of that from France, 220,000 from Russia. Germany sold them 30,000, and Lithuania sold them 30,000. We also saw pretty good business from Pakistan. They bought 400,000 of Russian wheat. So Russia appears to be back on track here. It appears that they don't have an issue with their exports, and they are moving them out fairly quickly. It looks like they're going to be running about 2 million tons for the month of July, and from what they're booking, it looks like it'll be 3 to 3.5 million tons for August. So this puts them back in a normal export pace. And this is something the market was looking for, to see if they were able to get that, get caught up there. And it appears that that is happening. So obviously that's pretty much a negative development in the wheat space. And I think as long as Russia's presence is there, it's going to be difficult to really get wheat back in an uptrending market. I think what we'll see is a fall rally like we typically get. Russian taxes are still very high, and prices domestically are still near record highs. So it's, yes, they're exporting, but they could struggle to stay competitive in the market. But that said, they've got an enormous amount of wheat to sell and to export, and I think that will be the big wet blanket over the market. The next issue really will be the Southern Hemisphere. It looks like Argentina is headed in to this next growing season in rough shape. It's been very dry. They don't have good establishment on that crop as it went into dormancy. Australia, on the other hand, looks pretty good at this point. So they're on track for a good crop. Argentina, we'll see. There are some rains forecast for the major producing area, Buenos Aires, but it's still kind of in the dormancy period. As we get into August and September, those are the critical months for growth in the Southern Hemisphere. So we'll see if this third year in a row of La Nina will have the same kind of impact as it typically does on Argentina. And that would drag down yields in Argentina and help support the market as we head into the fall. It appears that Russia has turned on the gas for Nord Stream 1, and that is pressuring crude oil, which is helping to pressure corn and bean prices, the biofuels. So they're under a little bit of pressure here this morning. We've got beans down 18, corn is down 9, wheat is down about 2 cents. So wheat finding some stability here, and it's, I think, seasonally, we should have seen our lows by now. We're basically hovering near here, but I think that it's going to be, I think, forming a basing pattern. It would appear that our long-term upward trend likely is over, and that from here on out, it's going to be corrections in a longer term bear market here for wheat. We just, you know, we pretty much know what the Northern Hemisphere produced, where our exports are going to be coming from. Russia appears to be on track. So those were the things that were kind of the unknowns that were helping to support the market, and those are quickly coming into focus. And it's pretty much all bearish news for the wheat market. What could pull us higher, obviously, is if you get that hot and dry weather that sticks around the Midwest here over the next month, would support corn and beans. That would drag wheat higher. But I don't think wheat's going to come back up to visit those May highs anytime soon, at least not for this marketing year. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.